Tango is a dance that has influences from European and African culture. The exact origins of tango, both the dance and the word itself, are lost in myth and unrecorded history. One plausible theory is that in the mid-1800s, enslaved Africans transported to Argentina would, with their descendants over time, begin to influence the local culture. Folklore aside, the word tango represents the place where enslaved Africans and those freed gathered to dance by the time the country banned slavery in 1853. The word tango may be African in origin, meaning closed place or reserved ground, or it may be derived from Portuguese and from the Latin verb tanguere, to touch, liberated by Africans during their long and arduous journey on slave ships. It is equally feasible that the on-land intermixing of African, Spanish, Italian, British, Polish, Russian, and native-born Argentines resulted in a melting pot of cultures where each borrowed dance and music from one another. Traditional polkas, waltzes, and mazurkas were mixed with popular habanera from Cuba and the candombe rhythms unique to Africa that helped shape the modern-day tango that originated in depressed districts of Buenos Aires and Montevideo. In the beginning, the tango was just one of many dances in Argentina, originally played at underground gatherings in the slums of Buenos Aires. However, it quickly became popular throughout society as it spread to the more affluent parts of society represented by European immigrants, Italians, Spanish, and French. The tango came to be a fundamental expression of Argentine culture, consisting today of a variety of styles that have spread to and been developed in different regions and areas of Argentina, as well as in other locations around the globe. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.